So we power a discovery tool that's called Locality Reality, which allows people who are looking for somewhere to live to compare areas based on 7 key criteria. And we thought that on a county level, people in Kent would be interested to know what those scores said about Kent, where the best places to live and the worst places to live were. Ultimately, it's down to the person as to what's the most important thing for them in an area. But we look at education, crime rates, noise, groceries, lifestyle, etc. And you know, you may only be interested in one of those things, but altogether we generate a score to allow people to compare places to live. Canterbury's got it all. It scores highly on all of the areas that we score on. The only thing it's not so big on is safety. So it has a higher crime rate than other areas, but that's not unusual for large cities. And when you look on the platform, we see we drill down into different types of crime. So, you know, look at more petty crime in cities, perhaps pickpocketing and opportunist crimes. But it's not at all unusual for that to be the case in such densely populated areas. It's Smarden that's the worst place to live. But interestingly, you know, it is a lovely place, Smarden. You know, it's picturesque, it's relatively quiet, it's got lots of green spaces, but it just doesn't have a lot in the way of local amenities, so that obviously affects its score. You know, the transport links aren't great, there's not a lot of shops there. But for some people, that would make it a great place to live. The reaction we receive is mixed, actually. So people love where they live. I think it's true to say that people take a lot of time to find the right place to live for them, and then they're very passionate about it. So people who get a low score get quite angry about it, but people who get a high score are thrilled. All of the scores are relative. So getting a 5 for green space, for example, it doesn't mean that you're particularly lacking in green spaces. It means there's somewhere else in Kent that has more green spaces than you do. So it's all done on a relative level.